You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to That Podcast on Money Control, which helps you pick out some stocks. My name is Rakesh, this is Money Control, and this is Stock Picks of the Day.
Stock Picks of the Day, a Money Control exclusive.
We spoke to Dharmesh Shah of ICICIdirect.com Research, and this is the list of stocks that could give 11 to 14% return in the next 6 months. Let's go through that list very quickly. First, we have Ultratech Cement with a buy call, CMP of 4,241 rupees, target of 4,690 rupees, stop loss of 3,965 rupees for return of as much as 11%. This is a time frame of 6 months. Next, we have Yes Bank with a buy call, CMP of 382 rupees. Target we're looking at is 424 rupees, stop loss of 356 rupees for return of 11% for a time frame of 1 month. And finally, Sanofi India has a buy call as well with a CMP of 6,150 rupees, target of 6,995 rupees, stop loss 5,690 rupees, that is 5,690, return 14% for a time frame of 6 months. Before we return to the recent histories of these stocks, let's find out what Dharmesh Shah has to think about the trends on the Lal Street. Equity benchmarks maintained positive bias and continued to form a higher peak and higher trough in all time frame as the index surged to a fresh lifetime high, boosted by firm global cues and domestic earnings. The entire up move in the Nifty from July 2018 low of 10,604 has been well channeled, signaling sustained demand at elevated levels. The previous week's consolidation has led to the formation of a higher base in the index, which is likely to act as a launchpad for the next up move towards 11,600 levels, which is a confluence of the following. Number one, 138.2% external retracement of the entire decline of February to March 2018, that is from 11,171 to 9,951, which is placed at 11,637. Next, price parity of April to May 2018 up move in percentage term as measured from June 2018 low of 10,550, which is placed at 10,595, and a higher band of rising channel, which is placed around 11,560. The formation of higher high-low on all time frames indicates a robust price structure. The overall structural improvement makes analysts confident on upgrading support base at 11,200. Structurally, Nifty mid-cap and small-cap indices have seen an up move of 9% and 7% respectively from the July lows. The current rally is larger in magnitude compared to early July pullback, while the declines are contracting to highlight a structural turnaround. However, after the recent sharp up move, some consolidation cannot be ruled out in the broader market. Dharmesh Shah believes such a breather would help both indices make a higher base formation, which would eventually pave the way for the next leg of the up move, that is around 7 to 10% in the coming months. Therefore, any dip from here on should be utilized to accumulate quality stocks, as the expectation is that the quality mid-caps will shine amid the ongoing Q1 FY19 result season. Let's go through the recent histories of those stocks that Dharmesh has given us. We start with Ultratech Cement. Ultratech Cement is the largest player in India with a capacity of about 96.5 million tons and market share of over 23%. Within a secular uptrend, the stock has undergone a secondary phase of correction. The recent breakout from the downward sloping channel signifies termination of the secondary phase of consolidation, which augurs well for the resumption of the primary uptrend, thereby providing a fresh entry opportunity. The up move since March 2015 has been captured in a well-defined rising channel. After hitting a lifetime high of 4,600 in January 2018, the stock has witnessed a gradual corrective decline and has tested the lower band of the channel in June 2018. Since then, the stock has formed a strong base formation around 3,600, as it is a 61.81% retrace of the last major up move around 3,640. In a nutshell, the expectation is that the Ultratech Cement stock will resume its primary uptrend and gradually head towards 4,690, as it is the implicated target of the past 3 months' consolidation. The immediate support is placed around 3,815 rupees, as it is the 61.8% retracement of the recent up move. Then we have Yes Bank, which also has a buy call with a target of 424 rupees, stop loss placed at 356 rupees for a return of 11% over a time frame of 1 month. The share price of Yes Bank was trading in a broader range of 275 to 383 rupees over the past year. It took the shape of a contracting triangle pattern. In July 2018, the stock recorded a breakout from contracting triangle pattern, signaling reversal of the corrective trend and resumption of the fresh up move. The corrective decline from the July 2018 high of 394 rupees has found support around 360 levels, being the confluence of the 50% retracement of the last leg of the up move, placed around 360 rupees, and the previous breakout area, which is likely to reverse its role and act as support in the short term. Among oscillators, the weekly MACD indicator is diverging from its 9-period average, indicating an acceleration of upward upward momentum. The expectation is that the stock will resolve higher from here on and gradually head towards 424 rupees in the coming weeks, as it is the price equality of last up move 342 to 394, projected from a recent low of 357 rupees. And finally, we have Sanofi India, which also has a buy call with a target of 6,995 rupees, stop loss placed at 5,690 rupees, return of 14% over a time frame of 6 months. Sanofi India is a leading MNC in the domestic pharmaceutical market. SIL has two manufacturing sites in Ankleshwar, Goa, and also exports to 48 countries. The share price saw a major turnaround in March 2018 as it logged a resolute breakout from multi-year consolidation during 2015 to 2018. Prices have been inching northward post retesting the breakout level of 4,720 rupees, suggesting renewed buying demand at elevated levels. The recent price activity signals an acceleration of upward momentum, providing a good entry opportunity to ride the next leg of the up move. The stock has been forming higher peak and trough since September 2017. This overall price action has been captured in an upward sloping channel formation that is drawn adjoining September 2017 to May 2018 lows of 3940 to 4720 and projected from the January highs of 5151. The key support base for the stock is around 5690 rupee regions, as it is the 38.2% retracement of the recent up move. Based on this evidence for Sanofi India, we're looking at a target price of 6995 for a stop loss placed at 5690 rupees for a return of as much as 14%. Let's quickly run through those names one last time, because clearly that got a little too technical for most of our liking. These names should make it a little easier. UltraTech Cement has a buy call, target 4690, stop loss 3965, return 11% for a time frame of 6 months. Yes Bank has a buy call as well, target of 424 rupees, stop loss 356, return 11%, time frame 1 month. And finally, Sanofi India, buy call as well, target 6995, stop loss 5690, return 14%, time frame 6 months. Well, hopefully you'll remember these names as you're going to trade later today. We wish you a good day at the markets, and we'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.